lead us not into temptation. What surprises me about this line from the Our Father is it seems to imply that we're going to be tempted. And God knows that regardless of what happens, we will encounter temptations. It doesn't phrase it as, please don't let us be tempted, or lead us away from temptation, but lead us not into temptation. Don't be the one to get us to that point. And so in that way, using Jesus' own example of being tempted in the desert, I want to talk about temptations. One of the startling things about Jesus' temptation, which causes a lot of people to be concerned, is why was he tempted? The answer is very simple. He is human just like us, and he's also God. And so in that way, his humanity is being tempted or tested. So that means, regardless of what we like to think, we as humans will always be tempted. There's always this sense in us, something innate in humanity, that makes us challenge the will of God. And that's exactly what it is. Temptations are very simple. It's the fight between our own self-love and our love for God. We innately like ourselves a lot. We have a lot of desire for our own good, and we think that what we have is actually good. And yet, that's usually in conflict with the greater good that God wishes to give us. So as long as we have that conflict, we will be tempted. The big question is, how do we deal with it? Deuteronomy teaches us what to do in the case of external temptations. Things that we can see, we can point to, we can name that are outside of us. We ask God for help. Lord, help me, I'm being tempted. And he comes to our aid, hopefully, unless he has other intentions in mind. But that's not the bulk of our temptations. The bulk of our temptations come internally. They're our own thoughts, our own desires, our own hopes and dreams, the things we want and we want now. This can come from food or lustful desires or any of these other temptations that come. So how do we deal with those? Jesus gives us a few clues. The first major clue he gives us is the value of Scripture. We don't always see how valuable Scripture is, but it can change our very hearts and minds. By remembering passages, we now have almost a mantra we can speak to bring to mind God's will or to let our minds be cultivated by God's action. Hence, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his mercy endures forever. Or recalling passages like today's one from the temptation. What was Jesus experiencing? Let our minds wander into the mystery of it, that we're changing our thoughts from those temptations into something good, working against it. Some other simple things we can do, and one of them during the season of Lent, is just the ability to say no. The idea of giving something up for Lent or abstaining from stuff gives us that encouragement, strengthens our will, that we can say no to more things. And the more things come into our mind, we can address them and be able to decide yes or no to them. That's one of the great values of the penances we do during Lent. They build that willpower, that when things come we don't like, we can say no. In a similar way, discipline is very useful. Time and again, Scripture speaks of the value of discipline. Discipline teaches us a way of life, a routine, guides us to see our lives as ordered and structured, that when things come at us from different angles, we're not caught off guard as though we're on a balance beam about to fall, but instead, we have a stability to us that gives us a chance to weather out some of the storms of temptations. These things are all things we can do in the midst of these trying temptations. Yet there is one level that's even deeper than this, and Jesus speaks of it pretty strongly in today's gospel in hidden ways. What's surprising about this is, remember, he's hungry. He's been fasting for 40 days. He's already at his lowest point, which is where our temptations come from as well. They don't come when we're happy and excited and everything's going well, because then we don't want those things. They come at our weakest moments, and they come in assaulting levels. Did Jesus really be tempted? Absolutely. But with what? With the things he was already going to have. This is what's so surprising about our temptations. They're not things that we don't want. They're all things that we want. They're all things that we think we should have. They're all things we think are good. Hence, all of Jesus' temptations. The God of the whole universe created everything out of nothing. Of course he can turn a stone into a loaf of bread. That's not a difficult task for him at all. Of course, the God of all the universe controls all of things. He is the one empowered. He's the one who is the power behind everything. He's the one who makes all the rulers who they are. Of course, he has command over all the kingdoms of the world. The God of all the universe knows that his Father will protect him in every assault. Throwing him off the temple is not an issue. Of course, God will help him. So what's the temptation? The temptation is to have it now and not wait for that moment in which it's truly given to him. That's the surprising part of it and teaches us the nature of our own temptations. They're not bad in themselves. They're bad because they make our self-will increase. We want this now. We want the way we want it. We want these things because we think they bring us good. But Jesus teaches us that God's will, which requires patience, will lead to even greater good, will lead to new life, will lead to joy. If we're willing to fight against our own self-will and go against these temptations, we get to even greater joy, even greater happiness, eternal life, things that will last forever. That's what's surprising and what he teaches us. There is a reason for this, and the temptations are that fight against us and against God. Who do we want more? Now, he also teaches us one more thing. He fights the devil with law. This is the way things ought to be. And Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection, in his major work, The Practice of the Presence of God, speaks about this in his own life. He talks about a period in his life where he was so caught up by his sins, he rejected God. He was so caught up with the very graces God was giving him that he felt like he couldn't approach God. He didn't deserve any of it. And he was so caught up with his own self that he didn't feel like he could ever approach God. In the midst of this, he realized something very profound. This is called obstinacy. When people get deeper into the spiritual life and really experience the great mercy of God, what God can truly do, they become so enamored by it that they end up rejecting it. And that's that level of obstinacy and a huge temptation. The way he found out of this is very simple. It's so simple, it's almost unsettling. He just stays in God's presence. Ignored everything else and just stayed in God's presence. We forget how powerful that is, just to be before God and allow him to be as he is, letting go of all of our own thoughts and dreams and aspirations, temptations, desires, whatever they may be. Jesus did the same. He had only one desire. It was God. So what does he do? He follows the law. What else would he quote? And so he quoted the law back to the devil. Here's how I ought to be. Here's how my life ought to be. Nothing else is going to disturb me. And that's that firmness he needed to reject all the other temptations and everything the devil would throw at him. So in this way, Jesus teaches us the value of that line from the Our Father. Lead us not into temptation. Lord, guide us away from our own temptations, our own desires that keep us from you. Lord, when you give us temptations, guide us away from them that we may be in your presence and listen to you alone. Help us in the midst of all these things that we may know what we rightly need to do and follow you unreservedly. This is how we get out of these temptations. We realize what they are, how to fight them, and let them go, that we may realize the new life God wishes to give us, live in it fully, and experience the joy of being close to our God, forever in his presence.